10:06 in the morning. I'm Shelley Irwin. Glad you're here. Happy Monday. Today and tomorrow, mostly sunny, upper 50s this afternoon. Climbing to the mid-60s tomorrow. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the low 40s. Wear your sweaters. Wednesday and Thursday, partly sunny, a 50-50 chance for showers. Wednesday afternoon, low 60s Wednesday, then sliding to around 50 degrees for you on Thursday. How about Friday? How about looking ahead? Mostly sunny, high in the low 50s. Right now, as we speak, of course, we're looking at temperature increase, 47 degrees for you in downtown Grand Rapids, and it looks like it's 53 degrees in Muskegon and Holland. 27-year radio broadcaster Chuck Igo has put his pen to paper, so to speak, and announces the publication of his debut novel. Taken Identity exposes a danger of, well, identity theft and more. We'll talk on the topic and how it came to be from one who paid his dues. I see working those overnights in this land of radio. Hi to you, Chuck Igo.
And thank you, Shelley. Good morning.
All right, welcome to you. Taken Identity. We'll talk on the front cover is pretty cool in itself. But first of all, you spend your days now still on air, and I'm thinking prime time paying those dues on Portland's WYNZ-FM?
Yes, it's Y100.9, for lack of a better word, an oldie station.
You're spinning the discs, huh?
Just playing the hits, the platters that matter.
Nice. Taken Identity, completed, I see, in 1998, literally staying true to the story's timeline set in 98, Chuck?
Yes, with some backstory flashbacks to 20 years prior. The premise behind the story is a rogue KGB operation, which kind of had in mind, what if we could take over the U.S. from inside? And with that in mind, the players are settled in 1976 or so, and moves back and forth to the culmination of either success or failure of this long operation, even after the dissolution of the Soviet Union, as to whether or not it would actually happen. I like to think in the story, as we write what we know, we get four radio guys, former broadcasters,
you got it.
Some are present, who kind of helped save the day.
You are right. You do write what you know, and there's talk of ESPN and as you say, other venues as well. The flashbacks to the 70s?
Yes, where it's settings of areas with which I was familiar, my Navy days in Charleston, South Carolina. I became truly enamored of the area, although I am a New England boy at heart and will be forever. Living up here now in Maine since 1978 when the Navy sent me up here. But moving the story around, it's hopefully a little bit of fun. It's for those who like perhaps a little bit of intrigue, a little bit of an old-school spy novel with the KGB hard at work and what America can do with its newest technologies and the like to try to thwart those forces of espionage and more.
Yeah. You do expose this danger of identity theft.
In this particular case, it was perhaps maybe slightly ahead of its time. It's identity theft to the extreme in a couple of particular cases, whether it was just a doppelganger or perhaps even one suspect requiring plastic surgery to assume not just the role but the actual identity of a former living person.
Chuck Igo is who we are speaking with. His debut novel out in paperback. It's a heavy one, Taken Identity. And again, speaking with Chuck. Political stories of the day in 1996 spurred you to vent frustration by this work?
Well, we had a bit of a presidential scandal back in the day, and we had a number of naysayers. I believe most of the general public were not necessarily thrilled with the events that had transpired, as we would learn. But one particular finger wagger, it struck me as, I guess a good word is hinky. It's like, well, there's more to this. This almost, it just felt like the pot calling the kettle black. But what I did with the story was able to say, okay, maybe there are a few skeletons in this person's closet, but let's have some fun with the story and take it one step further. And so instead of just making the perhaps Speaker of the House less than a self-righteous type of person, we made him less than an American person, having fun with that. And again, going back to the early days of this KGB operation in the 70s, which brings itself through to 1998, where the Speaker of the House is actually a KGB agent.
Wow. You did. makes me want to reread this.